This is Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. Here is your host, Greg Koopman.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home, right here and only on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. I'm Greg Koopman, your host for Senior Talk and founder and owner of Heartfelt Care at Home, Colorado Springs' most trusted senior in-home care provider. Be sure to visit us online today at heartfeltcareathome.com. Senior Talk is made possible by our sponsor, ABBA Eye Care. Be sure to visit them online today at abbaeyecare.com. Joining us in the studio this morning, return guests, our friends from The Retreat at Sunny Vista, Colorado Springs' brand new, I would say luxury, senior living community here in Colorado Springs, Fran Caprita and Mark Greiner. Fran, Mark, thank you so much for taking the time to come back on to Senior Talk.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you for having us.
Of course, we got a lot of information to cover, some exciting new updates. Most importantly, you are now open and residents are moving in, and we're going to get you full. That's the goal. We want a nice, full, vibrant community for you. Before we really dive in to learn about the retreat at Sunny Vista, take a few moments, share with us a little bit about your backgrounds and really what brought you to doing what you do today.
Greg, I'm actually a nurse by training, so I've been working in senior living for just over 20 years now. I absolutely love what I do. I found assisted living approximately 3 years ago and just fell in love, and I can't imagine doing anything else.
Fantastic. Mark, what about you?
Well, I've been in the medical field for 33 years. Started out in diagnostic radiology. Moved along, and I've been now in senior living for the last 8 years.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about the retreat at Sunny Vista. What is the retreat?
The retreat is an assisted living community. We have capacity to serve 70 elders, 38 in our assisted living and 32 in our memory support.
Fantastic. So when did you open?
So we actually started taking the bulk of our residents at the beginning of December, right after we were licensed. We had two residents that moved in after we received our occupancy certification. Those two folks were kind of our guinea pigs, unfortunately, but we got all of the bugs worked out. And then once we were licensed after a deficiency-free license, which I'm very proud of, we started moving folks in, and today we're sitting at 50% occupancy.
Fantastic. So halfway full. I tell you, those first few residents probably felt like kings and queens for a day, where you have a full staff and just two or three residents serving them. So I can't even imagine how interesting and neat that was.
They got a little spoiled, but that's okay. That's what we want for all of our folks.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask you a completely loaded question. Now that you're 50% full, what type of feedback are you getting? What's the response that you're getting from residents and even folks who've come by to take a look at the community and maybe are just easing into that process and moving in?
I guess the easiest way to describe the feedback we've gotten is a story. I had a few residents that did follow me from a community that I had worked at previously once we got opened. One of the daughters approached me about a month ago in tears. And as an operator, that's always extremely concerning. You kind of do the uh-oh. We had a conversation, and the gist of the conversation was that her mom's life is better by being at the retreat. The really robust activity program that we have, the way that we approach our care staff and their engagement with the residents, I think has given a lot of our residents the opportunity to get some independence back that they thought they were losing by moving into a community. And we've been getting so far really good feedback on how people are adapting to the community that we're building.
Fantastic.
I think that one of the things that is indicative of our care level and the culture that we've created, we have currently four residents that live at the retreat whose family members are in the industry. So we have four separate professionals in the senior industry with their loved ones living at the retreat.
And that speaks volumes, being a professional in this community. When you make those recommendations, personal recommendations for your family members and your loved ones to care communities or care partners in the community, whether it's home health or hospice or whatever, it speaks volumes when you have multiple professionals sending their parents and loved ones to you. So that's fantastic to hear. And I imagine as a as the sales individual there at the retreat, this type of feedback makes your job a little bit easier.
It does. Word of mouth is, you just can't understate what it means to everybody. The families that are happy speak about us to their friends. So it's been great.
Fantastic. And there are two different types of scenarios that I'll say the retreat serves, assisted living and memory support. I want to take some time to dive into each of these so that our listeners know a little bit about what might be most appropriate for them. But first, what is assisted living?
So assisted living essentially can encompass a lot of different types of scenarios based on the resident's needs. Some of our residents could totally live independently right now. They have just chosen to not have to worry about cooking meals and doing yard work. You know, maybe they were at home and son or daughter was just a little bit concerned about the fact that there really wasn't a lot of social interaction. But they're pretty much independent and we're merely providing protective oversight. And then we have residents that need assistance with ADLs, with medication management. We're able to really support folks over a pretty wide continuum throughout the community.
Well, that's good to hear, where you don't kind of lump all of assisted living into one category. My next question was, who is assisted living appropriate for? And it could be someone who is still very independent and needing some of those kind of features and amenities of the community. And then, of course, individuals who may benefit from actual assistance with, day-to-day living activities, bathing or dressing or things like that.
Yes, absolutely, Greg. And one of the things that we do a little bit different, a lot of folks in the industry have gone to an a la carte pricing structure, which basically every single thing that we do for the resident is a charge. And that can get overwhelming pretty fast. So we've structured ours a little bit differently in our assisted living area. We have three tiers worth of pricing, and they're pretty wide as far as what they capture for care levels. So somebody can move in and kind of move through those tier levels, and we would still continue to support them.
Fantastic. Tell us about some of the amenities there for assisted living residents.
So we have obviously three meals a day. Our chef is amazing, and the food is great. Normally in this industry, you hear families concerned about, my mom's losing weight. I had a conversation the other day about the 20 pounds that mom's gained since she moved in. The food's not a problem. So you can get three meals a day. Their laundry is taken care of. They have housekeeping. And then in addition to that, we have some amazing activities that go on throughout the day. Not just for entertainment purposes. Our goal is to provide purpose to our seniors whenever possible, so we engage them that way.
Fantastic. And back onto the food, it's throughout the day. You don't have necessarily designated times that you're locked into, which I thought was really interesting and probably most beneficial to support that independence and individual care planning, is you're not forced to sit down with all the residents at 11:30 to eat lunch. I mean, there's a window in which you can actually order food all day long.
That's a very good point. At the retreat, we have chosen to have an open dining style. So what we do is we have our residents have availability for food from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. off of a general menu. But we do have specials throughout the day. There's a special lunch, breakfast, and dinner. Those have two-hour windows that those are most fresh. Sure. And available. That being said, there is a little bit different thing that we do at the retreat. We really are driven by our residents. If a resident would come to a care partner and ask for a pancake at 10:30 at night, that care partner has the ability to go in and make a pancake at 10:30 at night, even though the chef is not there. All of our care partners are empowered to care for our residents at any time of the day.
That's about as personalized as you can get. That's fantastic to hear. Mark and Fran from the retreat at Sunny Vista here on Senior Talk. We're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsor. You are listening to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio. Senior Talk is brought to you today by ABBA Eye Care. ABBA Eye Care has been proudly serving Southern Colorado since 1978. offering a complete scope of eye care services and procedures, from routine eye exams to laser surgery consultations, stylish eyeglasses to high-definition lens options. Whether you need eyewear or eye care, ABBA Eye Care is Southern Colorado's leading choice for all of your vision needs. Be sure to visit ABBA Eye Care online today at ABBA, that's A-B-B-A, eyecare.com, for a complete list of locations. Welcome back to Senior Talk, right here on KRDO News Radio. Our guests, Fran and Mark, from the Retreat at Sunny Vista, an absolutely beautiful senior living community located pretty centrally here in Colorado Springs. What is the address that y'all are located at?
So we are at 2450 East Cashlapooter, just up from the Olympic Training Center.
A very convenient location and easy to access pretty much from anywhere in Colorado Springs. Before our break, we were talking about the two different types of care scenarios at the Retreat at Sunny Vista. We covered assisted living and who that might be best appropriate for. The next level of care would be memory support. What is memory support?
So memory support is for our folks that are walking the journey with any type of dementia process going on. In our memory support area, we have folks that are very early stages in their dementia journey. And so they just need a little bit more structure, a little bit more guidance to get through their days and additional eyes. And then we have folks that are towards the end of their journey and need assistance with all of their activities of daily living.
Fantastic. So who is most appropriate for the memory support component?
As far as who would be most appropriate, it's a pretty wide range there as well. You know, anybody that would need some type of guidance to get through their day effectively, that maybe is getting a little bit turned around in their own home or their own environment and needs an additional set of eyes on them. And then all the way up to the folks that are, you know, really not able to remember anything and need us to guide them through their entire day.
Alrighty. Now, I was lucky enough to recently stop by for the very first time since y'all opened to take a visit and a tour, and I learned something very unique about your memory support program and really the approach to memory support, and I don't know what the best term to use is other than an open concept, kind of flowing between assisted living and memory support. And this, in the, say, probably 16 and a half years I've been doing this, I really haven't seen anything like it. So tell me a little bit about this open concept.
We believe very strongly that there should be interactions with all of our residents in our building. So what we do is we incorporate all activities with all levels of support. So whether or not they are being supported in our assisted living or if they're being supported in memory support, we have activities for all and they're combined. We have some technology built into the building that helps us know where residents are. What thresholds they pass through our building, so the care staff does know who's going in what part of the building. So that helps us also, without interfering with that resident's ability to move, we do know where they're at.
And I wanted to take a minute and really dive into this technology side, because when I arrived, I walked into the building, and then shortly after I was standing at the front, the alarm started going off, and I thought a minute, I said, I'm in assisted living. This shouldn't be, you know, the memory care portion. I'm not in a locked community. And then later on in the tour, we were standing in the memory care portion of the community, and the door was just wide open. And you realized that it kind of flowed between memory care and assisted living. And that's where he explained to me, you still have the security side of I want to say a locked unit. It's not a locked unit, but dive into that particular resident who was enjoying the beautiful views from the front door, yet wasn't confined to a locked or confined memory care.
Right. So, Greg, we utilize technology, like Mark said, to keep our residents safe. So when we have residents that, you know, want to leave the memory support area, we want to make it so that they can. Yeah. We are a fully integrated community. So our assisted living residents participate in memory support stuff and vice versa. So our residents that maybe would like to go outside unescorted, that wouldn't necessarily be safe doing so, wear a Reed device. And what that does is it alerts our staff via a quiet alarm that just kind of tells them somebody's approaching an egress and may need to be accompanied outside so that the staff can respond to that need. We don't necessarily go back and redirect them, because if they want to go outside, then we will allow for them to go outside. It's just basically our cue for somebody to go accompany them.
Yeah. What a great integrated approach. It allows that freedom and kind of joining them where they are at that particular moment, which mm-hmm. I think is very important to today's approach to dementia and memory care support. And this individual resident was enjoying the beautiful views of the front, and she got a little close to the door, and that's where I thought I set off the alarm and I got locked in, and that wasn't the case. So it's what a great approach.
Yes. So we are pursuing our EDEN certification. The EDEN alternative is a care model that our entire premise for our community and the culture is built on. And that is a huge part of it, is the fact that we meet our residents where they are. We don't try to determine their journey. We just walk it with them.
And that EDEN model of care, I mean, that is something very unique that not a lot of communities focus on. It's something you're seeing more and more, but really here in Colorado Springs, not a wide-known approach. Can you tell us a little bit more about the benefits of that?
Absolutely. So, you know, just having implemented a lot of the EDEN care model into our community, we are seeing our residents be far more engaged than they would under a normal care model. Our whole thing is giving them their purpose back. So we do activities for entertainment purposes, you know, but for the most part, we try to drive a lot of our programs towards providing purpose for our elders. They really run the building. So everything from helping with doing interviews to hire their own care partners that will walk the journey with them to contributing to the menu in a lot more robust way than you've normally seen. It just basically gives it all back to the elders, and we're there to just move the barriers and walk the journey with them.
Fantastic. Now, is that a corporate approach or something that you all took upon yourselves to say, you know what, let's dive into this and take it a little bit further?
I was introduced to the EDEN model pretty early on in the project, and then because we really don't have a corporate structure, Sunny Vista being a locally ran, board-ran community, they make decisions in real time here at the local level. So we were able to approach them, talk to them about this care model. They got on board. We will be the only ones in Colorado Springs. There are no other communities in El Paso County that will have the EDEN certification that I'm aware of.
Fantastic. And both of you, I know, in your past lives have been part of that big corporate structure of senior care and senior living. How different is it working for a local organization and not this big, giant cookie-cutter corporation on senior living?
You know, Greg, I spent a lot of time getting told to get back in my box in the corporate world. And so really not having a box and being able to listen to our elders and let them tell us how it should look has been eye-opening at times. You know, things that we thought we were doing the right thing, they've really brought to our attention that things need to look a little bit different. And having the ability to adapt to that has been amazing.
Fantastic. Right here on Senior Talk, Fran Caprita, Mark Greiner from the Retreat at Sunny Vista. We'll take one last break. You are listening to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio. Senior Talk is brought to you today by ABBA Eye Care. ABBA Eye Care has been proudly serving Southern Colorado since 1978, offering a complete scope of eye care services and procedures from routine eye exams to laser surgery consultations, stylish eyeglasses to high-definition lens options. Whether you need eyewear or eye care, ABBA Eye Care is Southern Colorado's leading choice for all of your vision needs. Be sure to visit ABBA Eye Care online today at ABBA, that's ABBAEyeCare.com, for a complete list of locations. You are listening to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio. Joining us in the studio this morning, Mark Greiner, Fran Caprita, the Retreat at Sunny Vista. Again, what is the best way that our listeners can find you and give you a call to get in touch with you to learn more about the Retreat at Sunny Vista?
Sure. Our direct contact phone number is 719-377-6735.
Is there a website where listeners can find more information on you as well?
Yes, if you go to sunnyretreat.org, or you can also access us through the Sunny Vista Living website. That is our skilled nursing component that we are partnered with.
And that's sunnyvista.org.
SunnyVista.org. All righty. Now, as a resident is with you at the retreat at Sunny Vista, they continue to age, maybe require additional assistance. Do you partner with outside care partners to allow a resident to really continue to age in place there?
Yes. I've been in the industry long enough that I've seen a lot of people be told that they have to leave their home because they can no longer be supported in that level of care. We will do everything we can to allow somebody to stay in their home if that is their wishes. We will bring in ancillary services, everything from home health care to private providers if the family is on board with that. And towards the end of life, we'll bring on hospice services to continue to support them at home while they walk their final journey. We have very few hard lines that are regulatory hard lines where we would tell somebody that they are no longer appropriate for our community. But for the most part, we're going to be able to walk the entire journey with them.
So oftentimes when folks are with a senior living community or company and they're given that hard line of we can't accommodate, a lot of times it's not regulatory. That is that big box approach to say, well, it's a corporate line, not a regulatory line. So.
Right, absolutely. And we're very fortunate because we do have the Living Center at Sunny Vista right across the street. And so we know that they're going to receive the same quality of care if they do have to move on to a long-term care community. As long as they're going across the street, we're still partnered and can keep an eye on them, keep them in the family.
Fantastic. So we're about 50% full of about 70 residents, mm-hmm. or the ability to serve 70 residents. Tell us, what do you currently have available? Are these shared rooms, private rooms? What's out there for our listeners to come and take a look at?
So in both areas of the building, we do have availability. We are approximately 50% full in each of the two areas. What I would say to the listeners is that right now we are running lower on our one bedrooms in our assisted living. I only have 3 1 bedrooms remaining. So if you're interested in that, we would like you to come in and maybe get on a wait list for those type units. But you would need to, if you were looking for a 2-bedroom, get on the priority wait list because we no longer have 2 bedrooms available.
And you do have some rooms with some fantastic views as well, and I'm sure those fill up just as quick.
If that is important to you, you will want to come in and look at the retreat and get on that priority waiting list because our building seems to be listing towards the west and towards the south because everyone has views that has moved in.
All right, I'm going to make you throw out that phone number one more time. What is the best number that our listeners can reach you on? Schedule a tour.
Yes, it's 719-377-6735.
So what would you say, there's, last I checked, probably well over 50, maybe 60 senior living community options here in the Colorado Springs or El Paso County area. What is the number one differentiator that sets the retreat at Sunny Vista apart from all the other options that are out here in the area?
Oh, Greg, I'm going to have to cheat on that one and say there's two. I think okay. It's between our technology that we use to support our seniors and to keep them as comfortable as possible within our community, and then our care model being very different from what is being done anywhere else.
All right, so technology and the care model. Mr. Greiner, what would you say? The same, or are you going to throw in a third?
I kind of have a little bit more generic opinion there. I think that we put caring in caregiving. So the caring part, you should be able to feel the vibe in the building when you come and you're looking for a place for your loved one. So if you walk into a community and you don't feel that connection, that vibe, that culture, it's probably not a good fit for you. So we pride ourselves in our interactions with our residents. We pride ourselves with our interactions with our own employees, in that we are a family. And if you don't feel that family feeling, come over and check us out at the retreat.
That's fantastic. And I say that very regularly as well, with the experience and how you feel and that interaction that you have, bringing the personal side back to personal care. And again, when you're locked into some of those corporate structures, and I'm big on that because I'm a local business as well, you have a lot more freedom to really personalize the experience for your residents, for your clients, your customers, and that's what this is all about. There's no one way to approach it all, and you have to be able to have that flexibility and that ability to differentiate. What advice would you give listeners who may be exploring the option of senior living or memory support for themselves or a loved one?
I would say it's very important to talk to people. And when I say talk to people, I mean talk to a lot of people. Talk to your neighbors, talk to your coworkers about their experiences, and then visit the communities. And while you're there, talk to the residents that are currently living there. You know, they're going to be the ones that are going to tell you all of the skeletons in the closet. You know, walk the community. Look at the staff. Is the staff happy? Do they appear engaged? Those are huge tells as to what's going on behind the scenes at a community. You know, the sales guy is going to give you his spiel. But if you really want to know what's going on, you need to walk the community and you need to talk to people.
So let Mark give you the spiel and then talk to the actual residents currently living there to see if he's telling you the truth. And no doubt in my mind, he's telling you the truth. And no doubt in my mind, the residents have anything less than exceptional feedback to provide to you. So I'm just thrilled to have you guys in the community, thrilled to have you open. We unfortunately, once again, are out of time right here on Senior Talk. So Fran Caprita, Mark Greiner, the retreat at Sunny Vista. Give us your address as well as your phone number one more time so our listeners can best get in touch with you.
Okay, we're located at 2450 East Casa La Pudra, and our phone number is 719-377-6735.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming back onto the show, and we'll be sure to have you back on again in the future.
Sounds great. Thanks, Greg.
Before we go, I want to remind listeners you can find out more information about Heartfelt Care at Home online at heartfeltcareathome.com or by giving us a call at 719-362-0094. Again, that's 719-362-0094. Be sure to join us next Sunday and every Sunday at 8 a.m. right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM for another edition of Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home and ABBA Eye Care.
If you're looking for the largest frame selection in town, ABBA Eye Care has what you're looking for. If you're looking for the largest selection of Oakleys and other sunglasses, they have them too. From designer eyewear to affordable budget frames, they have something for everyone. Their Master View lens collection has lens designs, materials, and treatments offering a visual solution for every visual need. Comprehensive eye exams and a full array of contact lenses are available as well at all 13 locations. And they're now proud to announce the only FDA-approved treatment for dry eyes due to glandular dysfunction. Privately owned since 1978 and winners of the Best of Awards from both the Gazette and Independent for 8 years in a row. They care about your eye care. See how good you can look and look how good you can see. Check out their website at abbaeyecare.com for a convenient location near you. ABBA Eye Care. They're the best in sight.